Tune into this week's Xamarin Essential API of the Week, where we take a look at the Flashlight API, giving you the ability to turn on the flashlight with a single line of code. So tune in. Welcome back, everyone, to another Xamarin Essential API of the Week. Today, we're taking a look at the Flashlight API. It's a simple API in Xamarin Essentials, enabling you to turn on and off the flashlight on your phone. This is really cool because there's a lot of different use cases. Of course, you might be creating a flashlight app, or maybe you're scanning barcodes, or you're in different environments where you need to turn on the flashlight manually or via the click, via a user input. Now, this is really great because it's a lot of code, different devices, but with Xamarin Essentials, it's a single line of code. So let's take a look at how to integrate it with Xamarin Essentials. Here I am inside of Visual Studio 2019, and I have Xamarin Essentials installed in my iOS, Android, and in my .NET standard library. Of course, Xamarin Essentials supports UWP, Tizen, Apple TV, WatchOS, so you could always have those projects there too. So that's the first thing you want to do. Now, when you want to learn about the APIs, head over to the docs, like we always do in Xamarin Essential API of the Week. Here we have all the different features that we're constantly adding, and here's the Flashlight API. Now, since the Flashlight is working with the Flashlight and camera for iOS, Android, and Windows devices, you may need to integrate some permissions. So here on Android, this walks you through how to set it up in your assembly info or in your manifest directly. Additionally, so Google Play doesn't filter out devices, you can add this little metadata which says, hey, don't require a camera on the device. And then it's really easy to use. You say, turn on, turn off. That's literally it. So let's go ahead and integrate this into our app. It's super easy. So over here, I've done a few things. In my Android application, over here we have that code that we just saw in the documentation. We're going to say, use these two permissions, flashlight and camera. And then over below it, uses feature, we're going to say don't require it. So that way, it'll just throw an exception that there's no camera or flashlight on the device. Now for iOS and Windows, there's no other permissions we need, so we're good to go. Now additionally, over on our main activity of Android, this is where we've set up our Xamarin Essentials code to initialize and handle permissions. So I've created a very, very simple page. It just says turn button on, or turn on flashlight, and turn off flashlight with a button on and a button off. So let's see how we can integrate this into our code behind. What we'll do first is we'll say using Xamarin.essentials, and now we have access to all those APIs. And down over here, I could have written Xamarin.essentials. And if I zoom in, we would see all those APIs that are inside of Xamarin Essentials right here, including flashlight. There we go. Now, we don't need the Xamarin Essentials stuff in there, so we'll just get flashlight dot, and there's that API, turn on async and turn off async. So what we're going to do is just going to say async here, and we'll await on that. Same thing here with the off event. We'll say await flashlight dot, turn off async. There we go. Now, best practice here would be to also put this into a try catch block, because your user needs to grant you permission on Android for the camera and the flashlight, and additionally, that device may not have a flashlight at all. So we'll just put a try catch around these, and for right now, we're not going to do anything in our code, but we'll just make sure that our application doesn't crash. So best practices there. That's it, two lines of code. Now let's go ahead and run this application. I've plugged in my Google Pixel 2XL device into my machine here. So I'm going to hit debug. This is going to take Xamarin Essentials, all my code, all my libraries, and deploy it onto my device, which I'm screen mirroring right here. So here are all the different APIs that we've been looking at in Xamarin Essential API of the Week, and here's the flashlight. Turn on, turn off. So here we go. I'm going to press turn on. And here, this is where the permissions come up to allow access to the camera. And now, if you see right here on the camera, it's on, just like that. I've given it permission, the camera and the flashlight turns on immediately, and I'm good to go. If I hit turn off, it's off. Now, if I hit turn on again, it'll turn on immediately because my users have already granted me permission on this device. That's it. Two lines of code to turn on and off the flashlight. It's just that simple with Xamarin Essentials to use these amazing native APIs from shared code. If I ran this on iOS, Windows, or other devices, it would turn on and off the flashlight as well from the same exact code. That has been another Xamarin Essential API of the Week. I hope that you found this handy, and also check out all the other videos in the series and the documentation, and thanks for watching. Hey, it's James. I'm just checking in and wanted to thank you for watching this awesome Xamarin Essential API of the Week. Now, don't forget to do all the things, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell for even more videos. And while you're here, check out more Xamarin Essential API videos of the week. They're all right here. Go do it right now. It's awesome.